Mesechtes Baba Metzia, Daf Dalet, 5 lines to the bottom of Daf Gimel and Beis, and on Daf Gimel and Aleph, we saw the memory of Rav Chiya that is called Rav Chiya Kamaisa, as we will see the second dinner of Rav Chiya on Daf Dalet, which is called Rav Chiya Basraisa. And Rav Chiya taught us that we learn in the Torah in Pash Mishpatim, the dinner Moedu Mixes Hataina. And of course, we know that if Reuven comes to Bezdin and claims that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon is Kleifa Akol, then Shimon would not make any Shvua. However, if Shimon responds to Reuven and says that I don't owe you $100, but I do owe you $50. In that case, since Shimon was Moedr Mixas, so therefore Shimon would have to swear that he doesn't owe Reuven the other $50. And Rav Chiya extended this din, and he said that the same din would apply in a case of Edim. So for example, if Reuven comes to Bezin and he says that Shimon owes me $100, and Shimon says that I don't owe you anything, however Edim come and say that Shimon does owe $50 to Reuven, then based on the Haggadah's Edis, Shimon would be chayiv to make a shvur to Reuven that he doesn't owe him the other $50. And the case of a standard Moedr Mixas, we call it Hidar's Piv. And in the case of Edim that come and say that Shimon owes $50 to Reuven, we call Hidar's Edim. Rav Chiya said that what is my Makar and how do I know that it is true? And this is going to be based on the Kal V'Chomer. And the Gemara on Daf Gimel and Beis is to my Kal V'Chomer. And what is the Kal V'Chomer and what is the basis for Rav Chiya's din? And the Gemara brought the following Kal V'Chomer, Uma Piv She'e Mechaiv Knas Mechaiv Shvua Edim She'mechaiv Nes. And we saw from this Kal V'Chomer that the strength of Edim is stronger than Hadar's Piv, and the Gemara then said that we can't say that this is a Kal V'Chomer because we also find that Hadar's Piv and the din of Hadar's Bal Din Kamei Edim Dami is stronger than the din of Edim. And as the Gemara ended off, El Mavil L'Piv Shkin Ina Bachosh V'Azama Tayim BeEdim Sheyeshna Bachosh V'Azama. And based on this Pircha, the Gemara said that this can't be the Kal V'Chomer where Rav Chiya learned his din from, and therefore our Gemara starts and says El Asya Meid Echad. Actually learned the chiyuv of a shvuah by the case of Hadar's Edim from the din of Eid Echad, and the Kal V'Chomer would be as follows: that as we know, if Reuven comes to Bezin and he claims that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon responds, that I don't owe you anything, however there's an Eid Echad that comes to Bezin and testifies that Shimon owes $100 to Reuven, and the Gemara Masech the Shvuas teaches us based on the pasuk of Loyachum Eid Echad Be'ish L'chol Oven L'chol Chatos, and we learn L'chol Oven L'chol Chatos who the Eina come, Avol L'Shvua come, that although certainly based on the testimony of an Eid Echad, we can't take money away from Shimon, however solely based on the testimony of an Eid Echad, they can be Mechayiv Shimon to make a Shvua, and that Shvua would be a Shvua Deraisa, and therefore Rav Chiya had a Kal V'Chomer that Edim Shemechayiv Neisa Mammon, Ein Din Shemechayiv Neisa Shvua, that certainly when you have two Edim, and we know that if two Edim testify that Shimon owes Reuven $100, then certainly Shimon has to pay $100 to Reuven, as the pasuk says, Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Damar, and therefore certainly, two Edim should certainly be able to be Mechayiv Shimon to make a Shvua. And therefore, in the case of Hadar's Edim, where Reuven came to Bezin and said that Shimon owes him $100, and two Edim came and they verified that Shimon owes $50 to Reuven, then Shimon would be Chayiv to make a Shvua to Reuven that he doesn't owe him the other $50. And the Gemara continues and says that this can't be the Makar for Rav Chiya's din, as Mala Eid Echad Shkein Mashu Meiru Nishba, that you can't learn from the din of Eid Echad to the din of Shnei Edim, as when the Eid Echad testifies that Shimon owes $100 to Reuven, Shimon is actually going to swear that he doesn't owe that $100 to Reuven, and the Edom are obligating Shimon to swear on the exact thing that they actually testified regarding. And we continue on Daf Dalam Rav, Toyim Be'edim Shal Masha Kofu Nishba, Masha Enkein by the Din of Hadar's Edim. Din of Rav Chiya is trying to teach us that once the Edom testify that Shimon owes $50 to Reuven, that Shimon would now be obligated to swear even on something that the Edom didn't testify about and they don't know anything about, and Rav Chiya wants Shimon to swear that he doesn't owe $50 to Reuven, and that is the amount of money that he was actually denying, and there's no Edim that said anything regarding those $50. As Rashi states, Val Kvirasi Hunishba Bleha Hadasan, that Rav Chiya is trying to obligate Shimon to swear on the thing that he denied, and not on the Hadas Edim, and not on what the Edim testified regarding, Umnain Lacha Lahachmir Kolkach, and how do we know to be Machmir so much, as you can't learn this from Eid Echad. And the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara's question is really, Daya Love Men and Din, Lias Kanidain, and because of this question, Elamar Papa, therefore our Papa explains, Asi Megilgul Shvua Eid Echad, that the Kal V'Chomer of Rav Chiya is based on Gilgul Shvua of an Eid Echad. And we know that in a similar case that we had beforehand, where Reuven claimed to Shimon that you owe me $100, and then Reuven also claims to Shimon that you owe me another $100 based on a different halva, and meanwhile an Eid Echad would come to Bezin and testify regarding the first halva that Shimon owes $100 to Reuven, then certainly there's a din that Shimon would have to swear to Reuven, as we mentioned before, that an Echad could force someone to make make a shvuah. And in Masechtas Kedushin on Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, the Gemara learns from the Pasha Saita, where Ba'amri Isha Amein Amein, that once we require an Isha that's a Saita to make a shvuah, we require her to make multiple shvuahs, and therefore we learn out that once an Echad could require and obligate Shimon to make a shvuah, but negate the first Havar, therefore we'll Megalgal another shvuah, and we say that now Shimon will actually make this other shvuah, and he will also say that not only don't I owe Reuven $100 for the first Havar, but I also don't owe Reuven $100 for the second Havar. Lemaisa, as we see, Benegia didn't Gilgal shvuah, that even though the Eid Echad did not testify regarding the second Havar, there is an obligation for Shimon to swear regarding the second Havar, and we do find a case where Eid Echad could be Mechayev someone to swear even on something that they didn't testify regarding, and therefore we will now have a proper Kavuchayma, the Madoch Benegia in Eid Echad, where it can't be Mechayev Shimon to pay money, but it could be Mechayev Shimon to make a shvuah, and even can be Mechayev him to make a shvuah on something that the Eid did not testify regarding, and therefore certainly Eidim who, when they testify regarding Shimon, they could be Mechayev him to pay money, certainly they should be able to be Mechayev him to make a shvuah, even in a case where they're not testifying regarding that actual money, as in the case of Abchia by Hadas Eidim, and the Gemara states that this is not a proper Kavuchayma, because Mal Gilgul Shvuah de Eid Echad, Shekin Shvuah Gerer Shvuah, that Benegei Gilgul Shvuah of an Echad, the reason why Shimon has to make a shvuah is not based on the fact of the testimony of the Eid Echad, as really an Eid Echad cannot be mechayev someone to make a shvuah on something that they were kofer and on something that the Eid Echad did not testify regarding. And the reason why we megalgal shvuah to Shimon is not based on the strength and power of the Eid Echad, but it's actually based on the strength and power of a shvuah. And the chiddush of the Torah is that once Shimon is chayev to make a shvuah, then we could be megalgal another shvuah on him based on the power of the shvuah. You can't bring a raya from the din of Eid Echad to the din of Eidim, as Tayyim of Eidim, the Mammon Kamechaivi, has been a gay Eidim when they testify that Shimon owes $50 to Reuven, so then Shimon has to pay $50 to Reuven based on the strength and the koyach of the Eidus. However, these Eidim did not require Shimon to make any other Shvuah, and therefore, based on this Kavachayma, you can't prove that by Eidim testify regarding the first $50, that at this point Shimon will now have to make a Shvuah regarding the other $50. And as Rashi says, Ve'in kan Shvuah ligral yoda Shvuah al Ashar, that since it's not another Shvuah, that the Eidim were Mechaiv, therefore, there is no basis to going and be Mechayev Shimon to make a Shvuah. And once again, we're back to our original question that how does Rav Chiya know this din based on a Kal V'Chaimah, and how does he know that if Edom testified that Shimon is Chayev to pay Reuven $50, that Shimon would have to make a Shvuah on the other $50? And the Mefarshim explained that at this point to the Gemara is going back to the second Kal V'Chaimah that we brought, which was the first one that we mentioned today on the bottom of Daf Gimel Beis, which stated, and the reason why we said that is not a valid Kal V'Chaimah is because we're able to be perek the Kal V'Chaimah as Mala Eid Echad Shekinah Mashu Humeid Hu Nishba, while Tanya Be'edim Shal Mashu Kofu Hu Nishba. And at this point of the Gemara responds to that point, and the Gemara states, Ela Piv Yechiach, that I'll prove that your perekha is incorrect. And as Rashi says, that Moidu Mixas Hatayna Shal Mashu Kofu U Piv Loi Hoida Hu Nishba, that we find by the gate of Dinah Moidu Mixas, that we do require Shimon to make a Shvuah, even on the thing that he was not Moidu to, even though Shimon was Moidu B'Mixas, and he said, I owe $50 to Reuven, with Mechayev Shimon to make a Shvuah on the other $50 as well. And therefore we see that B'Negia Shvuah, there is a possibility to require someone to make a Shvuah, even on something that was not part of the Hidah, and was completely unrelated to the actual Eidus, and to the actual Moidu B'Mixas. And therefore, just like we find B'Negia Hidah's Piv, that once Shimon was Moidu to $50, then we Mechayev him to make a Shvuah on the other $50, even though he completely denied his liability of those $50. And therefore, certainly by Eidim, which are stronger than Hadar's Piv, we should say the same idea that once the Eidim testify that Shimon is chayev to pay Reuven $50, so certainly they should be able to be chayev Shimon to make a shvuah on the other $50. And the Gemara continues and uses the same pircha that we used on Daf Gimel Beis to state, Mala Piv Shekin Einu Bachosha. You can't tell me that the din of Eidim is always stronger than Hadar's Piv, because as we know, Hadar's Baldin Kamei Eidim Nami, and therefore, as we know, if Reuven claimed that Shimon owes him $100 and Shimon was moed that he owes $100 to Reuven, and then Edom come and they testify that it can't be that Shimon owed this $100 from Reuven based on the fact that he borrowed this money on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because we were with the Malva the entire day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan and we were in a different Makkim, and therefore it's impossible that Reuven lent this money to Shimon. And similarly, as we mentioned on Daf Gimel Beis, that there's no Din of Hazama B'Negei Piv either, and even if the Edom would testify that it can't be that you actually borrowed this money on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, since Imanu Yisem, we were with you the entire day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and of course that would be irrelevant, as we have the din Hadar's Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. And as the Rashi points out, that that even if Shimon himself would try to be Chayza and then say that I really did not borrow this money from Reuven, that it can't be Chayza, and there's a din of Eidos Baal Din Kamei Eidim Dami, and certainly that's stronger than the din of Eidim, and therefore you can't bring me a raya from the din of Eidos Piv to the din of Eidim, as although B'negei Eidos Piv there's a din that might mix as his Chayiv, however it could be that Eidos Eidim would be weaker than Eidos Piv, and they would not be able to be Mechayiv Shimon to make a Shvuah, even though they testified that Shimon owes $50 to Reuven. And the Gemara continues and goes back to our original Kavachayma, that it is Echad Yechiach, she Yeshna Bachashu Mechayiv Shvuah, that Lemaisa, I'll bring your raya from the din of Eid Echad, that even though there's a din of Achasha, as certainly if two Eidim come and testify that Eid Echad did not testify properly, and really Shimon doesn't owe money to Reuven, then certainly the two Eidim would be believed over in Eid Echad, and therefore regarding Achasha, Eid Echad is similar to the din of Shnei Eidim, and even though it has this weakness, we still know that if an Echad comes and says that Shimon owes Reuven $100, that Shimon would have to make a Shvuah, and therefore our original Kav Chayma should still be in place, Uma Eid Echad She'im Mechayiv Imamim Mechayiv Shvuah, Eidim She'mechayiv Nais Imamim, Eidim She'mechayiv Nais Shvuah. And the Gemara continues and states that once again, that this Kav Chayma certainly doesn't work, as we mentioned at the bottom of Daf Gimel Beis and the top of Daf Dal Amud Aleph, that Mala Eid Echad She'kein Al-Mashe Meiru Nishba, Toyim Be'edim Shal Mashe Kofu Nishba, and as we explained, that the Gemara's question really is, Da'i Lov Min Adin Lias Kenidoin, and although it's true that we do see that Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Shimon to make a Shvuah, but that is only a Shvuah on what the testimony of the Eidim was about. However, B'negei to Eidim, where they're trying to be Mechayiv Shimon to make a Shvuah regarding the $50 that they didn't testify about, they don't know anything about that $50, and Shimon actually was Kofer that $50, then who said that we could be Mechayiv Shimon to make a Shvuah? And the Gemara continues that Piv Yechiach, that will bring a Raya from the case of Eidos Piv, and we see that the Torah is Mechayiv someone to make a Shvuah, even when he's not making a Shvuah on Mashahed, but he's making Shvuah on Mashakofa, and even so, the Torah is Mechayiv someone that's made a Mixas to make such a Shvuah, and therefore the same should apply, B'negei Eidim, that by Eidim testifying that Shimon owes Reuven $50, that the Eidim should be Mechayiv Shimon to make a Shvuah. And of course, once again, we'll get back into circular reasoning, and we'll be able to slug up that Kavachayim as well, and as we stated, Ma'la Piv, Shkein Eina Bachasha, and therefore, V'choza Adin, we keep going in circular reasoning, Lo'yu Izeh Kriza, that the elements and the characteristics of the Dinim of Eid Echad are not similar to the Dinim of Shtei Eidim, and the elements of Hadas Piv is not similar to Hadas Eidim, and therefore, we wouldn't be able to learn the Dinim of Hadas Eidim from either one by themselves. However, Tzad HaShavash Pehen, Shal Yidei Tainu Kfir Heim Boyim V'Nishba, Afani Avi Eidim, Shal Yidei Tainu Kfir Heim Boyim V'Nishba. Since both the Din of Eid Echad and the Din of Hadas Piv are different, then it must be that the reason why the Torah is Mechayiv V'Shvuah by both the case of Eid Echad and by Hadas Piv, based on a common denominator that is shared between Eid Echad and Hadas Piv, and there is a similarity between Eid Echad and Hadas Piv, as in both cases we have a scenario where someone came to Bezdin with a Taina, and the other party was Kofa, and he said, I don't owe you this money. In both cases, we see that the Torah requires Shimon to make a Shvuah, either because Eid Echad came and testified that Shimon owes the full $100 to Reuven, or because Shimon himself actually admitted that he owes $50 to Reuven, and therefore we should be able to learn out the Din of Eidus as well. And since Reuven and Shimon are fighting about $100, and Eidim came and testified that Shimon owes $50 to Reuven, so we should also require Shimon to make a Shvuah. And I didn't taste the deal in Maskel, Hatzah HaShav Shepen, Shal Yidei Tainu Kfir Ebayin, that Taiz is Bad Vin Taima, Kofa Kol Yechiach, Shal Yidei Tainu Kfir Pato, that how can you say that the Tzad HaShav that requires someone to make a Shvuah is based on the fact you had a Tainu and a Kfira, if we know that if Reuven comes to Bezdin and says that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon is Kofa Kol, and he says, I don't owe you anything, that Shimon is actually Pato from a Shvuah, even though there's a Tainu and a Kfira. And Taiz responds, V'yesh Loima, the Batzad HaShav Shepen, Yesh Tainu Chashuva, Dich Shemoyde Mixas Oyeid Machishoy, Nira De Meshaka Ol Kach Yesh Shvuah. In Echnami, when the Gemara states that there is a Tzad HaShav, what the Gemara meant to say is that there's a Taina Chashuva, as even though in a case where Reuven Taina is that Shimon owes him $100 and Shimon is Kofak Kol, in that case we will not be Mechayiv Shimon to make a Shvuah, as Lemaisa there's a Taina and a Kfira, and they cancel each other out. However, in a case where there's a Taina and then an Echad comes and supports the Taina by saying that I know that Shimon owes you money, or in the case of Meidur Mixas, where Shimon actually is supporting the Taina Reuven because he admits that he at least owes Reuven $50, in that case we say that there's a Chiyuv Shvuah. Therefore, the Gemara is explaining that the same din should apply by a case of two Eidim, as since the two Eidim are coming and supporting the Taina by saying that we know that Shimon actually owes Reuven $50, therefore there should be a Chiyuv for Shimon to make a Shvuah as well. And this Kav HaChomer, together with the Tzad HaShav, would be the Makar for the din of Rav Chiya. And the Gemara continues that even with the Tzad HaShav, it's not going to be a strong enough Makar for the din of Rav Chiya. As Ma'al HaTzad HaShav Hushban Shekin Lo Yuchsu Kafron, Taim Ba'idim Shekin Yuchsu Kafron, as it could be that Benegir didn't Ba'id Echad, and it does Piv, over there, we didn't prove that Shimon was lying, and maybe that is where the Torah says that we will allow Shimon to make a Shvuah, as even though an Ba'id Echad supports the Tain of Ruvain, that Shimon owes $100 to Ruvain, but ultimately we can't believe the Ba'id Echad as Ein Dabar Shimon Mam and Pachas Mishnayim, and therefore we didn't prove that Shimon is a liar, and that's why the Torah may have been Mechayev Shimon to make a Shvuah, and similar to the case of Ha'idah's Piv, where Shimon himself was the one who was Moidah that he owes $50 to Ruvain, and as Rabbi taught us on Daf Gimel Beis, that is Shtimutah who become Mishtav Minei, that we can't be certain that Shimon is lying to Ruvain and really owes him with a full $100, as it could be that he's just trying to gain time and he's trying to extend the time frame that he has to pay Ruvain back the full $100. And maybe that is why the Torah tells us that Shimon has to make a Shvuah in the case of Moidah Mixas, but in the case where two Edom come and they testify that Shimon lied, as Ruvain tainted that Shimon owes him $100, Shimon was Kaifa Kol, and then Edom came and said that Shimon lied and really Shimon owes him $50. So in that case, maybe the Torah would not be Mechayev Shimon to make a Shvuah, and therefore, once again, we don't have a Makar to the Din of Rav Chiya. And the Gemara continues that can't be a Pircha to this Din of Rav Chiya, as of Edom Mehosach Kafron, that even in the case where the Edom came and they said that Shimon owes $50 to Ruvain, is not necessarily true that we machsik Shimon to be a liar, because Ba'am Rav Edom Ba'oven Rav Chista, because Rav Edom Ba'oven taught us in the name of Chista, HaKoifel B'mivel Kashuk Leidus, and B'Pekadin Pasal Leidus, even in a case where Ruvain tainted that Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon was Kaifa Kol, and Edom came and testified that Shimon really owes the $400 to Ruvain, so Ruvain would still be Kashla Edus. As Benegia Milva, we know that Milva laid Sonitna, and therefore certainly it is possible that Shimon at this point doesn't have the money, and the reason why he was Kaifa Kol was only because he wanted to extend the amount of time that he had to pay Ruvain back, but really he meant to pay him back, and he wasn't trying to steal money from Ruvain, and therefore he's Kashla Edus. Mashin came by Pekodin, then since a Pekodin is supposed to be in the Rishus of Shimon, and Shimon had no Rishus to use that Pekodin, so over there he can't say, I'm trying to extend the time to pay Ruvain back, and since Edom testified that Shimon lied and Shimon really owes the Pekodin to Ruvain, so in the case of Pekodin we consider that Shimon is a Gazlin, and therefore he would be Pasal Edus based on the Pasuk that states Atashish Rasha Aid, and Rashi says Benegia Pekodin, even if Shimon was only Kaifa part of the Pekodin, he would still be considered a Gazlin. Rashi points out that Benegia Pekodin, even though maybe the reason why Shimon is trying to be Kaifa is because he lost it, and Vishtamalei Adam Ishkachle, and maybe he's trying to push off Ruvain until he actually finds a Pekodin. Zok Rashi, the Kamam Bepirkin Mekminon, Bidasu Sadi Ve'Armi, that later on in the Perek on Daf Heyam Beis, the Gemara will tell us we're talking about a scenario where Edom came Ve'Armi and they said, Hahi Shaita Biyodi Nokele, that we know for certain that at that moment Shimon had a Pekodin in his Rishus, and therefore there was no reason for him to be Kaifa Kol, and therefore he's considered a Gazlin and he's Pasal Edus. And ultimately we see from this din that even when Edom testified that Shimon was lying, he's not considered Huchsa Kafron, and therefore L'chira, from this Ma'atzad, we should be able to learn the din of Rav Chiya, that in the case where Reuven claimed to Shimon that he owes him $100 and Shimon was Kaifa Kol, and then Edom came and testified that Shimon owes $50, so it's Alidei Tainu Kvira in Bayin, and therefore Shimon should have to make a Shvuah, and L'chira, this should be a valid Makar to Rav Chiya. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring another Percha, El Parachachi, that the Shaila on this Ma'atzad will be as follows, Ma'atzad HaShavashben, Shkin Eina B'Teres HaZama, Toyin Be'idim Shiyeshim B'Teres HaZama, that it could be that the only time that the Torah is Mechayev Shimon to make a Shvuah is only in the case of Eid Echad or the case of Hadas Piv, as there is a Chumrah by Eid Echad as well as Hadas Piv, because they're not Shaykh to the Pasha of HaZama, and as Rashi explains, B'Teres HaZama, L'Shalom Knat to Kasha Zomam, that they're not in the Pasha of paying for Kasha Zomam, the Eid Echad Shuzam Potter, as certainly Eid Echad that was Huzam is Potter, as Eid Echad was never trying to be Mechayev Shimon money, and he was only trying to be Mechayev Meshvuah, and certainly it's not Shaykh to say that Eid Echad should make a Shvuah, and therefore certainly he's not going to be chayav to pay money. And similarly, if Shimon is moider that he owes $100 to Ruvain, and then there are Edom that come and say that it's impossible Shimon owes his money because he money with Yisem and we were with Shimon in a different place, certainly Shimon was trying to be chayav himself money, and therefore certainly the din of Hazama doesn't apply, as number one, the whole concept of Kasha Zama would not apply where he has to pay himself money, and number two, even if these Edom would testify imanu Yisem, Shimon would still have to pay Ruvain based on the din of Eidos Baldin Kamei Edom Dami. Therefore, maybe that's why it is a chiyuv of shvuah. However, possibly since where there are two edim, they're in the teres hazama, and they potentially could have the chiyuv of kasha zomam. For example, in the case where they testified that Shimon is chayav to pay Reuven $50, and then edim came and said imanu isem, then certainly these edim will be chayav kasha zomam and will have to pay $50 to Shimon. And potentially, since edim are shayach to the pasha of hazama, so maybe the din is that they can't be mechayav Shimon to make a shvuah, even even a case where Reuven claimed that Shimon owes him $100, and Edom testified that Shimon owes $50 to Reuven. And the Gemara continues, Halakasha, this is not a pecha, as Rabbi Chiya teres hazama leparach. Rabbi Chiya feels that the fact that an echad is not in the pasha of hazama is not going to be a way to shlug up this kal v'chaima, as the reason why an echad is not shaykh in the pasha of hazama is not because we don't believe the two Edom that come and testify against the echad, as certainly the edus of the echad would be batal. And even though the Edom testified that Shimon is chayav to pay Reuven $100, Shimon will not have to make a shua in that case, because certainly we are mevatel the Eidechad's testimony. And as Rashi states, that kiven Eidechad yeshna b'azom levatelay dusa be'edus kishne Edom, l'maisa even by Eidechad, he is in pasha b'azomah in order to be mevatel his edus. And then there's just a side point that you can't be mechayev the Eidechad to pay any money, as l'maisa through his testimony, he wasn't trying to be mechayev Shimon to pay money, and he was only trying to be mechayev Shimon to make a shua. And as Rashi says, ve'imashum de'imashalam knas, aim bezu yifukoyach l'hamen edusai, that doesn't give any strength to this Eid Echad in order to say that we should believe his Edus more so than to Edim, Ayin and Rashi. And also Ayin the top tases on the Amen in the Diva Maschal Eid Echad Yechiyach Sheyeshna Ba'achosh Vazama, and Ayin Shem, where he actually says that L'chayra, the Gemara's Hamin seems to be Shver, as it seems that the Gemara understood this at the beginning of our Gemara and at the top of the Amid. And Tais points out, of a Samach Ma'at Tzad Pechina Lei Mishun Da Ma'at Tzad Pechina Pircha Kaldu, and the only reason the Gemara thought that we could ask this as a question was because when you have a Tzad HaShava, you can potentially knock off the Tzad HaShava by bringing a Pircha Kaldu. How Rabbi Chiya stated, Afilo Ma'at Tzad Lei Perch Lei Mishun Da Ma'at Sheinu Mishalim Ha'ed Kishuzum Zel Guyusa Lefi Shloi HaKech Beidusa L'chai Mamin. And Rabbi Chiya actually holds that the fact that the Echad doesn't pay any money is not actually a Chumra of Eid Echad, but it actually is a Kul of Eid Echad, because Eid Echad doesn't have the power to be Mechayev Shimon to pay any money, Ayin Shem. And at this point to the Gemara finds the Makar for Rabbi Chiya's din that is based on the Kal V'chaimah together with the Mamatzinu. And the Gemara will now continue and say, we can see that we understand the Kal V'chaimah Rabbi Chiya, and therefore the din of Rabbi Chiya is correct, that if Reuven comes to Bezin and says that Shimon owes him $100 and Shimon is Kaifa Kal, and then two Edom come and say that Shimon owes Reuven $50, that Shimon would be chayiv to make a shvua. However, Rabbi Chiya continued and said, "B'tana Tuna, that I have a right from our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, 'Shtayim Echzim Betalas Zayim Ana Mitzisya v'Zayim Ana Mitzisya.'" And Rabbi Chiya wanted to compare the din of our Mishnah to the din of our Doras Edim. The lashon of Rabbi Chiya on Daf Gimel Melav was, "V'ha'acha kivin the toughest anan tzadi the mighty toughest haydi dehu, the mighty toughest haydi dehu v'ktoni yishava." And when Reuven is holding off his talis and he claims that the entire talis belongs to me, and really Reuven is stating that Shimon owes him this entire talis, and meanwhile there's an ansadi based on the fact that Reuven is holding onto the talis, that Reuven owns at least half the talis, and therefore it's similar to the case of Chiya, where Reuven claimed that Shimon owes him $100, and Edom came and said that Reuven is actually owed $50, and we see that the Mishnah tells us that the din is yachloiku, and Reuven would keep half of the talis, and Shimon would actually have to make a shvua to Reuven that he doesn't owe him the other half of the talis. And of course, the same holds true regarding Shimon, that Shimon is really claiming to Reuven that you owe me the entire talis, and meanwhile there's a nansadi that Shimon actually owns 50% of the talis, and he owns half of the talis. And we see that the Mishnah tells us that Reuven has to give 50% of the talis to Shimon, and meanwhile Reuven still has to make a shvua that he doesn't owe the other 50% to Shimon. And l'chayr, this is exactly the same din as Rabbi Chiya taught us. And keep in mind, as we mentioned on Daf Gimel Menav, that Ritva points out that although we already mentioned on Daf Beza Menav and Beza Menav, as well as the top of Daf Gimel Menav, that the shvua of our Mishnah is only a shvua drabbanon, either based on the svaris for our papa, based on being Meir Heta, as we mentioned on Beza Menav, or based on the din of Rabbi Echran, that shvua zu drabbanon and takanos chachami shleite kolach vechad hayl v'teikum talish shakaveir ha'mishaliu. However, the havamina of the Gemara is that Rabbi Chiya held that the shvua of our Mishnah is a shvua deraisa. Based on this akdama, let us see our Gemara el dekam v'tana tuna. As we mentioned, although we will grant you that Rabbi Chiya's raya from the Kal V'chaim and from the Mamatino is a good raya, and therefore his din is correct, but l'maisa, Rabbi Chiya also said v'tana tuna that we should be able to bring a raya to this din for our Mishnah. But midami, how can you bring a raya to this din for our Mishnah? As hustle l'mal v'isli sadi l'leiv l'esli sadi, then we perfectly could understand why in the case of Rabbi Chiya, Shimon's going to have to make a shvua to Reuven, as l'maisa the Edom that are testifying that Shimon owes Reuven $50 are supporting the claim of the Malva. Meanwhile, Shimon doesn't have any Edom that support his claim, the Loimasik Loimidi, that Shimon doesn't owe Reuven any money, and therefore it could make sense that Shimon should have to swear to Reuven that he doesn't owe him the other $50. And certainly, as the Gemara continues, the Havali Sadi Levid Loimasik Loimidi, Loibay Rabchi Lishtabuye, that's certainly in the case where Shimon would actually have Edom that testify that he actually does doesn't owe any money to the Leva, or at least to testify that he doesn't owe that last $50 to the Leva. And as Rashi points out, that if these Edom themselves would have testified that Shimon owes $50 to Reuven, but we know that Shimon doesn't owe the other $50 to Reuven, so certainly Rav Chiya would not say that Shimon has to make a shvua to Reuven, and certainly Shimon would be pata. And how could it be that Rav Chiya wants to compare that case to the case of the Mishnah, as Hacha in our Mishnah, Kehechida Anan Tzad Ilhai, Anan Tzad Ilhai, and the case of Shnayim Lechsu Metalis, and both of them are holding on to the talis. So over there, just like Reuven is claiming to Shimon that I own the whole talis, and meanwhile there's a non-sadi that says that Reuven owns 50% of the talis, but it's also a non-sadi to Shimon that since Shimon is holding on to the talis, that he owns 50% of this talis, and therefore this would be similar to a case where Edom came and said that Reuven owns 50% of the talis, and we know that Shimon owns the other 50% of the talis, and certainly in that case there should not be a shvua. And even so, our Mishnah stated that both Reuven and Shimon have to make a shvua. And l'chayr, what is the comparison between the din of Rav Chiya to the din of our Mishnah? And as Rashi states, three lines from where he gets wider, Shema Mina, Taimer La Mishum Meidu Mixas Tatayneik Rav Chiya. Therefore, we see that the reasoning for our Mishnah is not based on the din of Meidu Mixas, and it's not based on the din of Rav Chiya. Ve'in a shvua deraisa, and it can't be that the chiya shvua in our Mishnah is a din deraisa el takanas chachamim, and the shvua of our Mishnah is only a takanas chachamim, either based on the din of Rav Papa that we saw on that base on base, or based on Rabbi Yechron that specifically told us that's Takon Rabbanon, Yelo Yehei Kol Echav Echad Hayl V'Tekev B'Talis Shachaveri. And Gemara therefore continues, Elikiyit Ma V'Tana Tuna Ayidach Rav Chiya Itma, that in the Chinami we didn't really have only one din of Rav Chiya, there were really two different members of Rav Chiya. And when Rav Chiya stated with Tana Tuna was trying to bring a raya from a Mishnah, he wasn't trying to bring a raya to the first din that he mentioned, but he was trying to bring a raya to the second din that he mentioned. And the Gemara will now bring the second din of Rav Chiya, which is called Rav Chiya Bas Sraisa, which also has to do with the din of Meidur Mixas. And as the Gemara continues, the Amr Rav Chiya, as Rav Chiya stated, that if Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon tells Reuven that it's true that I owe you $50, but I'm clay for the other $50, and in the meantime, Shimon also says that here is the $50 that I owe you, and he's immediately ready to deliver that to Reuven. So although, as we will see in a moment, Rav Sheshis holds that that is not a case of Moedim Mixas, and Shimon will not be chayev to swear regarding the other $50, as he considers it a case of Kaifa Kol, but the Meiser Rav Chiya holds that this case is also a case of Moedim Mixas, and Shimon would still be chayev to make a shvua to Reuven that he doesn't owe him this other $50. Rashi states, V'helech lo yitzesim, that although it was a milvah, and milvah lo yitzonitna, but the Meiser I didn't use this money, and wherever they are, they belong to you. And it seems that Rashi is telling us that specifically a case where the original money is around, but others explain that even if the original money is not around, but he says, I'm ready to deliver that money to you, that would also be considered a case of Helach. And as Rav Chiya continues, my time, and what is my reason? Because Helach Dami, Kameidu Mixas HaTayin Dami, that the din of Helach is not different than a regular case of Meidu Mixas, and even though Shimon is ready to deliver the $50 to Reuven, it's still considered a case of Meidu Mixas, and Shimon is still chayav to make a shvuah. And the Gemara continues that it is on this din that Rav Chiya actually continued and stated with Tana Tuna that I can bring a riot to this din from our Mishnah. As Shnayim Echzu Metalis, V'Hachar Kivin the Tafis, Anan Tzadid Demai the Tafis, Helechu, V'Ktani Yeshava. As in our Mishnah, when Reuven tainted to Shimon that you owe me the entire Talis as Kula Shali, and Lemaisa, as the Mishnah taught us, that since Reuven is holding on to the Talis, it is as if Edom actually testified that Shimon owes 50% of this Talis to Reuven, and since Reuven is holding on to the Talis, it is as if Shimon actually said, Helach, here is 50% of your talis, and even so, the Mishnah stated that Shimon has to make a shvua regarding the other 50%, and he still has to swear that he doesn't owe the other 50% to Reuven, and therefore we see that the din of Meidu Mixas is even applicable in the case of Helach. And Ayin and Rashi, who points out that Lemaisa, the only way that we could actually prove this din of Rav Chiya is only based on the first din of Rav Chiya, that when the Mishnah states Shimon has to swear to Reuven that he doesn't owe him the other 50% of the talis, it's based on an ansadi, the Meidu Tafis Dileyu, and as Rashi says, that must be that we're learning the din of our Mishnah similar to the first din of Rav Chiya, v'chi'idat Rav Chiya, the mechayiv le'shvua d'raisa, and this is based on a shvua d'raisa. And I mean, Taisa Dino Maskel v'tana tuna, where Taisa asks a very strong question, that l'chira, how could we say that we bring a raya to the second din of Rav Chiya from our Mishnah, if the only basis for the raya is if we hold like the first din of Rav Chiya, and the shvua in the Mishnah is a shvua d'raisa, and l'chira, the Gemara already slugged up v'tana tuna to the first din of Rav Chiya, as the Gemara stated, hacha ki And we already explained that the shvu in our Mishnah is only a shvu drabbanon and not a shvu deraisa, and therefore, how could we bring a raya to the second din of Rabbi Chiya from our Mishnah, Ayin and Taisus, Vitzarach Biyar? And the Gemara continues that even though we just brought a memory of Rabbi Chiya that if Reuven says that you owe me $100, and Shimon says, Im Chabiyadi El Nunzuz, that I only owe you $50, and Halach, and here's the money, Rabbi Chiya taught us that this is a standard din of Maidu Mixas, and therefore Shimon will be Chayiv. However, Rabbi Sheshes argues on Rabbi Chiya, and he says, Halach Pato, we do not consider the case of Halach to be a case of Maidu Mixas, and it says, if Shimon was actually Kaifa Kol, as Reuven claimed that Shimon owes him $100, Shimon then gave him $50, and therefore Reuven's claim is really that Shimon owes him $50, and therefore we have to look at it as if Shimon was Kaifa Kol, and he's stating that I don't owe you anything at this moment, and therefore this is not a case of Maidu Mixas, and therefore Shimon will be Pater for making a Shvuah. And as the Gemara states, my time, and what is the reason, keeping the Amalei Halach, that since Shimon says Halach, Hani Zuz, the Kamaidu Begabayo, Kamadu Dakalu Malvadami, so regarding the $50 that Shimon is ready to give to Reuven, then certainly it's considered as if Reuven already received those $50, and Be'ein HaChamishim, Haloi Moidi, and regarding the other $50, Shimon was not Moidi, and he was Kaifa Kol, and Hilkoch Lekhoi Dos Mixatayno, and therefore it is not a case of Moidi Mixas, and Shimon will be Potter from making a Shvuah. And the Gemara is bothered that Lemaiser Rabbi Chiya brought Betanatuno, and he brought a Raya from a Mishnah to his Din, and therefore the Gemara asks, Rabbi Sheshes Kasha Masisin, according to Rabbi Sheshes, how will he explain our Mishnah? And Amalok Rabbi Sheshes will respond, Masisin Takonis Chachami, that our Mishnah is only a Takonis Chachamim, and it's not a Shvuah Deraisa. And the Gemara continues, Ve'idach, and Lemaiser Rabbi Chiya holds that there is a Raya from a Mishnah, and Lemaiser we can't say that the Shvuah of our Mishnah is a Shvuah Deraisa, and therefore he says, in Takonis Chachami, that certainly Rabbi Chiya agrees that the Shvuah of our Mishnah is only Takonis Chachamim, Umiu I Am Bishlem Midraisa Hilachayev. However, if you're going to say that midraisa in a case of halach, then Shimon will be chayev to make a shvuah, and if so, misakir abban shvuah kein deraisa. So even on Mishnah, where there would be a svara that both of them have a non sadi to support their views, and even so, the rabban would be misakir in shvuah that's at least kein deraisa eliyam midraisa halach pata. But if you're going to say in a case of halach that it's not considered a case of midu mixas, and Shimon would not be chayev to make a shvuah, then misakir abban shvuah the lace of the kavasa midraisa. Do you think that the chum would go and create a shvuah and make a takonis chachamim to make a shvuah in a case where we don't have a similar shvuah deraisa, and certainly they would not make such a takana, and by the fact that Rabbanan were misaking the shvuah, therefore it must be in a standard case of Moedav Mixas, where Shimon actually says, I owe you this $50, and he says, Halach, that Shimon would still be chayav to make a shvuah. Before we continue, let's point out our Goyis Agro in Ois Aleph that brings down this Rashi of a Halach, and Rashi stated, Lo Yitzesim, Behin Shalchor B'chol Mokim Shehim, and Taisa says, Nichl B'tzidoi, Avar Ran, Chalik Alzeh, V'kosev, Dohamil V'leitzonit Na, then all case of Avar, it's considered Leitzonit Na, and therefore you can't have a case of Halach, V'dafka B'kodin Adin Kain, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Meisbe will ask you a question from the Braisa on the second din of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya stated that even in the case of Halach, the din of Moedim Mixas still applies, and Shimon will be Chaya to make a Shvuah, and we continue on Daf Dalam Abayz, the Braisa states, Sloim Dinrin, Reuven brings a Shtah Chayiv into Bezdin, and the Shtah states that Shimon owes Reuven Sloim or Dinrin, and doesn't say an amount, and Reuven says that Shimon owes me 5 Sloim or 5 Dinrin, and meanwhile Shimon says that I only owe him 3, and the Braisa brings a Machlekes between Rabbi Shimon Malaza and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shimon Malaza says this is a classic case of Moedim Mixas Satayna, and therefore Shimon would have to swear, and Rabbi Kiva says that Shimon will not have to swear, as this is a case of Mesha Aveda, and Shimon could claim that he only owes 2 Sloim or 2 Dinrin, since the Shtar only says Sloim Dinrin, and we know that Miad Rabim is 2, and therefore this Shtar would be Meseyeya and would support his claim that he only owes 2 Sloim or 2 Dinrin. Rashi says the Kimin Leipirish Nikarim Advarim Sheshnayim Hayu Lekachle Hutzuch Lefarish, that the reason why they weren't Mefarish the exact number in the Shtar is because it was exactly 2, the Miad Sloim Beis, the Kimin Da'am Gimel, and now that Shimon said that I owe you 3 Mesha Avedu, so we consider Shimon to be a Mesha Aveda, and even though the standard din of Moedim Mixas should apply Benegei Avar as well as Benegei as someone that finds an Aveda, and for example, if Reuven lost a wallet and Reuven claimed that he had $100 in the wallet, and Shimon says, I only found $50 in the wallet, so really Shimon should have to make a Shvuah based on being Moedim Mixas. However, the Mishnah Maseches Gittin teaches us that a Mitzvah and Metzia lo yishava m'ptei tikkun olam, and therefore Rabbi Akiva holds that in our case it's similar to a case of Mesha Aveda, and therefore Shimon will not have to make a Shvuah. The Gemara will now bring a Raya against Rabbi Chiya. As Ketani Mias, we learned this Braisa of Shimon Lazar Imeh, Hoyo Vahoyo Mixas Tayana Yeshava, that since Shimon was Moedim Mixas, therefore Shimon will be Chayah to make a Shvuah, and time of the Amma Sholish, it's Mashmur that Rav Shimon ben Elazar only stated that Shimon is chayav to make a shvuah in the case where Shimon said that I owe $3 to Reuven, hashtayim pata. But if Shimon would have claimed that he only owes two sloyim or two dinarim to Reuven, then he would pata from making shvuah. And l'chayru, why would it be that Shimon is pata from making shvuah if he's also mitre miksas? Because Reuven tainted that Shimon owes him five sloyim, and meanwhile Shimon claimed that he only owes him two sloyim, and l'maisa Shimon was mitre miksas. And at this point of the Gemara feels that the only reason why Shimon should be pata from the shvuah is shma mina hele pata. It must be that the reason why Shimon is pata is because since he's mitre, he owes $2, and it's already written in the shtar, and we know that once something is in the shtar, then there's actually a shibud against the person's kaka. And since Reuven has a lien against Shimon's kaka, so the kaka is considered in Reuven's rishus anywhere where that kaka is. And as Rashi says, v'chol mashmeis hashtar hilchu shorei hakakos mishu bottom al kach. And l'chayr we see that Rav Shimon Elazar holds that Shimon will not have to make a shvuah, as since it was a case of hilch, therefore the din of meidu miksas doesn't apply. And l'chayr it's a raya to Rav Sheshes and a raya against Rav Chia. And Rashi also explains that is why Rav Shimon Elazar only says his din b'negeya case where Shimon actually said I owe three sloyim or three dinarim to Reuven, as in that case, even though on the first two dinarim he's actually being mitre to what it says in the shtar, and it's considered as if he was mitre to a shibuk hakois, and that is a case of halach. However, l'maisa on the last seller, it's only a milval peh, and the stum of the shtar is only two sloyim, and therefore the shibud and the lien is only against two sloyim. And since on Shimon's hoidah about the third seller, that is considered being mitre of a miksas, and it's not considered a case of halach. Therefore, Shimon ben Elazar holds that Shimon is responsible to make a shvuah, and the Gemara continues, Loi, that's not a raya from this brisa, as lo ilum im lecha, really I will tell you, shtayim nami chayiv, that certainly Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that Shimon is chayiv to make a shvuah, even in a case where he said that I owe Reuven two sloyim or two dinarim, and we still consider that a case of meidah miksas, and even though it's a case of halach, the din is that you still have to make a shvuah, as we do hold like Rav Chia, that you still chayiv to make a shvuah by meidah miksas, even in a case of halach, behaydi tani sholish, and why is it that the machlekes between Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rav Akiva was specifically in a case where Shimon tainted that he owes three sloyim or three dinarim to Reuven, lafukim Rav Akiva, it's only coming to mafkia from the sheet of Rav Akiva, as in the case where Shimon was murdered that he owes three sloyim or three dinarim to Reuven. So in that case, according to Rav Akiva, it's a case of Mesha Veda, the Amr Mesha Veda have a potter, and therefore Shimon is potter and doesn't have to make a shvuah, kamashbol under the meidah miksas hatayin aviv chayiv, and therefore Rav Shimon ben Elazar says that I don't consider this a case of Mesha Veda, and therefore Shimon will be chayiv to make a shvuah to Reuven. And that is the only reason why the Brisa brought down a case where Shimon said I owe three sloyim or three dinarim to Reuven, as it is only in that case where Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Kiva Cholik, as if it would be a case that Shimon is meidah that he owes two sloyim to Reuven, then even Rabbi Kiva would agree this would not be a case of Mesha Veda, and therefore it's a case of meidah miksas, and Shimon will be obligated to make a shvuah even though it's a case of halach. And the Gemara continues and is bothered, Ihachi Rav Shimon ben Elazar imah hoil b'hoidah miksas hatayni yishava af zeh yishava b'mbayle, the l'chayra if Rav Shimon Elazar is not only saying his din but a gear case where Shimon claimed that he owes Reuven three sloyim or three dinarim, Rav Shimon ben Elazar would also be mechayev Shimon to make a shvuah even a case where Shimon said that I owe Reuven two sloyim or two dinarim, the l'chayra the lashon of Rav Shimon ben Elazar doesn't seem to be accurate, as Rav Shimon ben Elazar shouldn't have said hoil b'hoidah miksas hatayni yishava, that's because he was made of miksas, therefore he has to make a shvuah. And instead, he should have more accurately been replying to Rabbi Kiva and said that even though in this case you're not mitre to me because you hold it's considered a case of Mesha Aveda, but I hold that even in this case it's a standard case of mitre miksas hataino, and therefore Shimon has to make a shvuah. And by the fact that Rabbi Shimon Elazar says hoil b'hoidah miksas hataino yishava, it's actually mashma that Rabbi Shimon Elazar is actually mitre to Rabbi Kiva than the case where Shimon claimed that he owes two sloyim or two dinarim to Reuven, that all would agree that Shimon would not be chayav to make a shvuah to Reuven as l'maisa, even though he's mitre miksas, but ultimately it's a case of halach, and therefore once again it's a question of Rav Chia. And the Gemara continues and explains that lo ilum shtayim pata, that certainly in the case where Reuven claimed that he's owed five and Shimon said I owe you two sloyim or two dinarim, then certainly Shimon will be pata and would not have a make a shvuah v'halach chayav. And really we hold a Rav Chia that we stated din of mitre miksas even by a case of halach. And l'chayr if so, why is it that in the case where Reuven said I only owe two sloyim or two dinarim to Reuven, that he's going to be put from a shvuah, v'shani hacha to come asai le'shtara, and in this case it's different, because in this case we don't consider it to be a case of meidah miksas, because when Shimon said I owe you two sloyim, he's actually just verifying what the shtar said, since the shtar stated sloyim or dinarim, so it's as if the shtar stated that Shimon certainly owes Reuven two sloyim or two dinarim, and therefore it wasn't even a shayla that Shimon owes Reuven two sloyim or two dinarim, and by Shimon saying that I owe you two sloyim or two dinarim, he's actually being koyfa kol, as he said saying, all I owe you is 2 dinar, but the other 3 dinar that you claim that I owe you, I don't owe you at all, and that's why it's not a case of a major mixas, and all will agree that Shimon is not chayev to make a shvu in that scenario. And as Rashi says, v'shanei hochadukum esayi leik shtara, ha'idim chasum al shtar, the idim that actually signed it to the shtar, me'idim kedvarv, they are actually testifying like his words, shloi hoyu al shtayim, that Shimon is only chayev to pay Ruvain 2 dinar or 2 slayim, ul kach loi pir shimon yonan, hilkach ein tzarech shvua. And the Gemara continues, inami, oh, I can tell you, mishum tahar leik shtar shibu kakois, ve'in ishbor nal kvir shibu kakois. And as Rashi explains, inami, lahachil loi avishtayim haido, l'chayev shvua, the reason why when Shimon says that I owe 2 slayim or 2 dinar to Ruvain, is not chayev shvua, l'fisha shtar oimakein, v'shtar havishibu kakois. And since the shtar was written stomor and was not mefarish how many slayim or dinarin Shimon owes to Ruvain, therefore it's as if the shtar stated that Shimon owes 2 slayim or 2 dinarin to Ruvain, and certainly we consider that there's a lien on Shimon's nechasim and on his kaka on those $2. Ureshem she'inish burn al kfiris kakois, and just like you can't make a shvua on kfiris kakois, as we know that inish burn al kakois kachay de'osan inim avil de shvua, and therefore even though Shimon was moida about those 2 slayim, but the ma'ase he had aida rilgabi kaka, and therefore you can't be mechayvim to make a shvua in that case, and that's why in the case where Shimon is moida they owes 2 slayim or 2 dinarin to Ruvain, that is not chayv to make a shvua. However, as Rashi says, and that's why it is this typical case of a moed of mixas, and that's why Shimon is going to be chayiv to make a shvua. And the Gemara continues, and some use the same brisa, and instead of asking a question on Chia that stated that hilch is chayiv, they will now use this as raya against Rav Sheshes, who stated that hilch is pata. And as we saw, the brisa stated, Rav Kiva ima in el kamesh vavedu pata, and the Gemara is medayek, taimed om sholish hashtayim chayiv, that's mashma from the brisa. And it's only in the scenario where Shimon was moida to Ruvain that he owes him 3 slayim or 3 dinarin that Rabbi Kiva said is considered Mesha Aveda, and therefore Shimon would not have to make a Shvua. And it's mashma that Rabbi Kiva would agree to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that if Ruvain claimed that Shimon owes him 5 slayim or 5 dinarin, and Shimon is moida that he owes 2 slayim or 2 dinarin to Ruvain, that Shimon would be chayiv to make a Shvua. And the Gemara's havmina is that this is based on a dinar moida mixas. In this case, Rabbi Kiva doesn't have the svara of Mesha Aveda, and therefore Shimon will have to make a Shvua, even though it's a case of Halach, because ultimately Shimon was moida to the shtar as miyad rabim shtayim, and the shtar stated that Shimon owes slayim dinarin to Ruvain. And as we saw beforehand, that once he is moida by the gate of shtar, then the shtar is mechayiv him as shibur kakois, and there's actually a lien on his kaka. And as long as Ruvain has a lien against Shimon's kaka, that is considered a case of halach, as Ruvain can go and collect that kaka from any place that it is. And therefore, as the Gemara continues, v'shtar to kamoida bei kelach dami, then in that case, once Shimon is moida, he owes 2 slayim or 2 dinarin to Ruvain. So then Ruvain has a lien against Shimon's kaka, and therefore it's considered as if it's a case of halach, as we explained, and shmar minah halach chayiv, and l'chayr we should be able to bring a raya from here against Rav Sheshes. Then the case where it's moed to mix us, even though it's a case of halach, that Shimon is still chayiv to make a shvua, and it's a raya to Rav Chiya and against Rav Sheshes. And the Gemara continues, loy, that's not a raya from the brisa, as l'ilumim l'choshtayim nami pata, that really Rabbi Kiva would say that even in the case where Shimon actually agrees that he owes Ruvain 2 slayim or 2 dinarin, that Shimon would actually be pata for making a shvua, because it's a case of Maidu Mixas and a case of Halach, and Rav Sheshes holds that in that case the Apotev of making Shvua behind the Tani Sholish. And the reason why Rabbi Kiva set his din in the case of Sholish is Lafukim Rav Shimon Elazar, is he's coming to be Lafuke from the Shita Rav Shimon Elazar in a case where Shimon agrees that he owes 3 slayim or 3 dinarin to Ruvain, the Amma Maidu Mixas Ataina Abin V'chayiv. That in that case Rav Shimon Elazar says that certainly it's a case of Maidu Mixas Ataina and it's not a case of Halach, and therefore certainly Shimon will be chayiv to make a Shvua, Kamash Mo and the Mesha Aveda Ave Upata. And Rabbi Kiva says, in the case where Shimon agrees, I owe you 3 slayim, and really Shimon could have said that I only owe you 2 slayim, and the shtar would have supported his words as miyat slayim and miyat dinarin is shtayim, and therefore now that Shimon said that I owe you 3 slayim or 3 dinarin, that is a din of mesha aveda, and therefore Rabbi Kiva argues on Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and Rabbi Kiva holds that Shimon will be patur and would not have to make a shvua, even in a case where Shimon was moida that he owes 3 slayim or 3 dinarin to Ruvain, and hachinam mistavra, and I'll bring you right, I'm correct, the isak kedaitach shtayim. And if it's true that Rabbi Kiva would hold that b'negei shtayim that you chayiv to make a shvua b'sholosh hechi patli Rabbi Kiva, then l'chira in a case where Shimon claimed that he owes 3 slayim to Ruvain, where Rabbi Kiva says a case of mesha aveda, but l'maisa that's not really a standard case of mesha aveda, because hayiru mekor ma'arim. And certainly in this case we could say that really Shimon was trying to fool everyone and trying to make believe that he was being a good guy and admitting that he owes 3 slayim to Ruvain, and quite possibly Shimon is lying and really Shimon owes all 5 slayim to Ruvain, but he thought, if I would say that I only owe you two based on the fact I have to be moed at least to two, since the shtar says sloyim and it says dinrin, and me it's sloyim and me dinrin is two. But be'inesh tubuye, at that point I would have to make a shvua because I'd be considered a moed of mixas and I wouldn't have the Torah of being a mesha aveda. And therefore Shimon came up with an etzah and he said, I'm going to say that I really owe three sloyim or three dinrin to Reuven, the havik mesha aveda vi potter, and this way I'll be a mesha aveda, I'll be potter and I won't have to make a shvua, and I'll look like a good guy that I'm actually being moed to something that I really don't have to be moed, and really this is part of his plan. That it must be that by the fact Rabbi Kiva says that in the case where Reuven said that I owe three sloyim or three dinrin to Reuven, that we consider Shimon to be a mesha aveda, so it must be that in the case where Shimon would have claimed that I owe two sloyim or two dinrin to Reuven, then it must be that Shimon would be potter for making shvua, as even though it is considered a case of moed mixas, but we hold like Rav Sheshes that in the case of Halach that moed mixas would be potter, and lemaisa we should be able to bring a raya from this brisa to the dinner of Sheshes that Halach is potter, and therefore at this point in the Gemara we're really back to the first lashon of the Gemara that from this brisa we really could bring a raya against Rav Chiya, and as the Gemara says or Rav Chiya kasha that lemaisa there's a question of Rav Chiya from this brisa as it's mashma that you'll be potter in the case of moed mixas based on the fact it was Halach, and lechayra Rav Chiya says that even by Halach you're chiya to make a shvua by moed mixas, and once again the Gemara comes back and brings the same two terutzim that we mentioned beforehand as Shani Hasan the Kamesai Leishtara and Hanami. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Elazar certainly agree that in the case where Shimon claimed that I only owe two sloyim or two dinrin to Reuven, that Shimon would be potter for making a shvua, but it's not because it's a case of Halach, and therefore even though it's a moed mixas he is potter, but it's not considered a case of moed mixas as we consider it that Shimon is actually being koyfa kol, as Lemaisa the stum of the shtar that says sloyim dinrin must mean that he actually owes two sloyim or two dinrin to Reuven, and therefore when he actually admits that he owes two sloyim or two dinrin, he's not being moed mixas, and that's why he's going to be potter even according to Rav Chiya. In addition, inami mishum davalik shtar shiba kakois veinishpon al kviy shiba kakois, and as we said that once Shimon is actually being moed that he owes two sloyim, then certainly Reuven has a lien against his kaka, and just like when the Torah teaches us einishpon al kakois, it means that you can't make a shvua regarding a kviy of kakois. So we also extend this din, and when the Torah tells us that when someone is moed mixas, the chayv to make a shvua. However, if that hadar b'mixas is relevant to kaka, then the din of einishpon al kakois will also teach us that Shimon will not be chayv to make a shvua in that case of moed mixas. And the Gemara will now continue and once again try to bring a raya to Rav Chiya that in a case of moed mixas where it's a case of halach, that Shimon would still be chayv to make a shvua, and the din of moed mixas even applies in the case of halach, and against the shita Rav Sheshes who hold that the din of moed mixas does not apply in the case of halach. And the Gemara states Masa Mazutra Beir Rav Nachman. So Mazutra Beir Rav Nachman asks a question from a Mishnah Masechta Shvuos that states Tanu Kelim v'kakois hoyde ben kelim v'kafah b'kakois. Or hoyde b'kakois or v'kafah b'kelim pata hoyde mixas kakois pata mixas kelim chayiv. And Mishnah teaches us that if Reuven comes to Bezdin with a tain against Shimon, that Shimon owes him kelim as well as kaka. And of course, as we just mentioned, that just like the zedidin of einish b'rin al kakois, and that's referring to kriyas kakois, there's also a din that einish b'rin al kakois where there's a case of moedah mixas and the hidah is on kakois. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that if Shimon is moedah that he owes kelim to Reuven, but he's kaifa b'negei the kaka, or in the case where Shimon was moedah that he owes Reuven the kaka, but he's kaifa b'negei kelim. In both cases, Shimon will be potter and will not have to swear. In the first case, Shimon was kaifa b'negei the kaka, and therefore his shvua will be that I don't owe you kaka, and as we stated, einish b'rin al kakois. And in the second case, even though Shimon was moedah b'negei kaka, and Shimon's shvua will not have anything to do with the kaka, as he will swear that I don't owe the kelim to Reuven, but lemaisa, since his idah was b'negei kaka, the din of einish b'rin al kakois will still apply. And the Mishnah then continues that certainly in a case where Shimon was moida on part of the kaka, then certainly Shimon will not be chayiv to make a shvua, as in that case there's a hidah on the kaka and there's also a kfir on kaka and ein nishpon al kakais. However, the Mishnah then tells us if Shimon is moida about part of the kelim and he says that I do owe some kelim to Reuven, so at this point Shimon was moida to Reuven but he gave part of the kelim, he was also kaifa part of the kelim and he was kaifa all of the kaka, and in this case the Mishnah teaches us that Shimon will have to make a shvua, and as we will see that certainly Shimon has to make a shvua but he gave the kelim because he was moida mixas on metaltlin, and he also have to make a shvua b'negei the kaka, as even though generally we say einish b'rin al kakois, however, as we learned on Amud Aleph, there's a concept of gilgul shvua, and therefore once he makes a shvua b'negei the kelim, he also has to make a shvua b'negei the kaka. And the Gemara continues that Mazutra Beit Rav Nachman wants to bring a raya from this Mishnah Masechta Shvuos to the din of Rav Chiya as taima the kelim v'kakois the kaka laba shvui, that the reason why the Mishnah stated that Shimon doesn't have to make a shvua is because we were talking about kelim as well as kaka, And as we stated, but if there would be a case where Reuven actually went to Bezdin and claimed that Shimon owed him two different types of kelim, and it would be in a similar case of kelim kakois, then the din of moed miksas would apply, and Shimon would have to make a shvua. And hechidami, and what is the case where you have a scenario of kelim and kelim, which is similar to kelim kakois, lav de amalei helech, it must be talking about a case where Shimon said that I do owe you these kelim, and here are kelim, and he's ready to pay them back to Reuven, and that is a case that's similar to kaka, as we mentioned previously, that benegei kaka is always considered a case of helach, because kaka is always around, and therefore Reuven knows that he could go and get that kaka wherever the kaka may be. And l'chayru, we could be medayik from the Mishnah, that in the case where Reuven went to Shimon and claimed that he owes him two types of kelim, and Shimon said helach, that the din is that Shimon would have to make a shvua, and therefore shma mina helachayev, l'chayru, we should be able to bring a raya to Rabchia, that in the case of helach, the din of moedim mixas still applies, and Shimon still has to make a shvua. And the Gemara answers loy, that it would not be a raya from this Mishnah, as la'ilun im l'cha kelim kelim na'mi pata, as really we could say that even in the case where it's kelim and kelim, and it's a case of helach, that really Shimon would be pata for making a shvua, as we hold like Rav Sheshes, that in case of moedim mixas where it's helach, then we consider that a case of kaifa kol, and therefore Shimon does not have to make a shvua. Really, the Mishnah could have taught us the case in kelim and kelim as well, but hadu tani kelim v'kakois, and the reason why the Mishnah taught us the case by kelim v'kakois was not in order for us to make a deal between the gear kelim and kelim that are similar to the case of kaka and it's a case of helach, but the Mishnah was actually teaching us the din of Gilgal Shvua, Hakamashvan, and the main chiddush of the Mishnah was for the last part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated how to mix us kelim chayiv, that if Shimon was moida on part of the kelim, then he'd chayiv to make a shvua afal akakois, not only on the other kelim, but also on the kaka, and we won't say that in shpon akakois, as we have a din of Gilgal Shvua, and the Gemara asks that l'chayr, if this is the only chiddush of the Mishnah, mistet the shvuas, l'chayr, Mashvan, zekin, are you telling me that the chiddush of the Mishnah in shvuas is the din of Gilgal Shvua? But l'maisa, that can't be the chiddush of the Mishnah, as Tanina, we already saw this chiddush in the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, as the Mishnah states beforeish, Zoykin on the Chasim She'in Machrayas, says in the Chasim She'ish Lanchayas, Lishava Aleim, that there is a din of Gilgal Shvua, and once is a chiyuv to make a shvua b'negei Metaflin, then you have a chiyuv to make a shvua b'negei Karka as well, and over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, it's not based on a diuk, and it's actually meforish, and why would we think that the chiddush of the Mishnah Masechtas Shvuas is the diuk of Gilgal Shvua? And the Gemara answers that in a chenami, the Mishnah Masechtas Shvuas is actually teaching us the din of Gilgal Shvua, as Hacha Ikka, in the Mishnah Masechtas Shvuas, that is the Ikka Makar for Gilgal Shvua, as the entire Masechtas Shvuas is speaking about various types of Shvuas, and Gilgal Shvua is a Shvua Deraisa, and therefore certainly it makes sense that we'll make a diak from the Mishnah Masechtas Shvuas that is a din of Gilgal Shvua. However, Hasam Agav Gura Naspa, now although the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin tells us the din of Gilgal Shvua in a more meforishtic way, however, over there it's only Agav Gura, and as Rashi brings, that since over there we're talking about various kinyonim, and there is a kinyon of Agav, and the Mishnah teaches us that if someone is koine kaka, then they could be koine metaltlin Agav kaka, and therefore the Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin continues and teaches us that there's also another concept of Gilgal, and another concept of Agav, and that is the case of Gilgal Shvua, and once someone is making Shvua Deraisa on metaltlin, then we could be mechayiv him to make a Shvua Deraisa on kaka, and we will stop over here.